he and I became friends, better friends, you know, but friends, period. Mm-hmm. And by this time, I'm already making grants to California from Ford. Wendy took 6 months or a year off and went around the world and came back and decided she wanted to be a, I have no idea how she got this in her head, she decided she wanted a total change, and she was going to lease commercial real estate in Santa Clara, California.
Mm-hmm.
So when Mike called, and I had seen Wendy on a number of trips out there, we'd actually spent part of a weekend together, again as friends. So Mike said, do you know anybody? As a matter of fact, I do, and I care for her as a sister, but I have to tell you that if I were not 3,000 miles away, I wouldn't give you her name. I'd ask her out to dinner. So I called Wendy, and she said, sure, I'll see him. He probably needs a friend. I'll give a dinner. She said, will you come? And I said, I'll be there. So we arranged the date, and this time she's starting to lease commercial real estate. She's still studying, I think. This was a tiny apartment. All I saw was a small living room it was like a graduate student housing size,
mm-hmm.
kitchen, little table for four, and a small living room that was maybe 12 or 14 feet square, or something like that. We sat down in the living room afterwards, and I'm on the couch, and Wendy's sitting on the floor next to me, and suddenly there was only two people in the room, Mike and Wendy. Damnedest thing I've ever seen. And literally, they just talked for about 30, 40 minutes. She grabbed my foot, my shoe, which was up on the coffee table, and she was shaking. I said, I got to get out of here. You know, these people don't need us here. And 6 months later, they decided to get married.